Leilun nishmas of kan mishkamen ben Rabbeinu Elimelech. Bava kamen perchas mishna aleph. Achovil bechavero. Person wounds his friend. Chayev alav mishum chamisha dvarim. He's chayev because of five things. Benezek, betzar, beripoy, beshevas, uvaboshas. We're going to go through each one. Benezek, just the damages. Ketzad. Simas eino. If he blinds his eye, kotas yado. He cuts off his hand. Shibiras ragul. He breaks his leg. Rono so ki'ilu hu eved nimker b'shuk. We look at him as if he's an eved that's sold in the marketplace. V'shamin kama hayo yafu, kama hu yafa. And we evaluate how much he was worth before he was injured and how much he was worth afterwards as an eved that would be sold. And for that amount, that's what he pays him. The Rav says that we evaluate based on him being an eved ivri, because that's what this guy is. He's an ivri. And if he would sell himself as an eved ivri, what the difference with the value would be. However, Mikiv Eger brings the Rush here that holds that we actually evaluate him as the difference between an eved knani. Because an eved knani, when he sells himself, he's sold forever. And there's a much bigger difference when a person is sold forever. If this eved, lo aleinu, is blind and he's sold forever, there's a huge difference between the two, before the injury and after the injury, for somebody that was sold forever. And that seems to be more fair for the person that was damaged. Tsar. So what about tsar? Kivo b'shpud. If, let's say, he burned him with a hot metal rod, or b'masmer, or with a nail, both of these are burning hot. Vafilo al tziporno. Even if he's doing it on his nail, where he's not causing him a wound, he's doing it on the outside of his nail, Makom she'eno osa chabura, a place that doesn't cause a chabura, he's still chayv for doing this. And what does he pay? Omdin, they evaluate kama adam kiyotze b'zeh rotze lito lios mitzdar kach. How much would a person like this guy take monetarily to be mitzdar? So the Mepharshim explain, really, just look at it the other way. How much would a person pay to not have this pain done to him? And obviously in our case, most of the time there was an actual wound. So it's basically, if the king would anyway have to, let's say, cut off this guy's arm, how much would a person pay that it would be done with pain or without pain? And that's how they would evaluate it. Ripui, his healing, his doctor bills. Hiko chayv l'raposo. If he hits him, he has to pay to heal him. Therefore, olubot smachim, if, let's say, blisters pop up, im machmas hamaka, if it's coming because of the maka, chayv. So the chovel is chayv. Shalom machmas hamaka pater. But if it's not coming from the maka, he's pater. Choysed healed, vinistera, and then it acted up again. Choysed vinistera, it healed again, and then it acted up again. These blisters, chayv l'raposo. He still has to take care of healing him. He's got to pay for his expenses, because it's still coming from the initial wound. Choysed kol tzarka, but if it totally healed, einu chayv l'raposo. And then for some reason later on, blisters or whatever came back, he's not chayv, because it's obviously not coming from this wound, because it totally healed. But Sheves, unemployment. Ro'noso ki'ilu hu shomer kishuin. We're not going to make the Nezek pay for his unemployment as if that he has to get paid a lot of money for a high-paying job. Rather, he gets paid like unemployment, which is the amount of a shomer kishuin, somebody that watches cucumbers, a cucumber field watcher. Shekfar noson lo d'mei yado d'mei ragolo. Because we're already making the Mazik give him money for the damage. Boshes. And what about Boshes? Hakol lefi hamivayish v'hamispayish. It's all according to the person that actively did the embarrassing, and also v'hamispayish, the person that was embarrassed. Meaning, like the Rav says here and previously, if it's a person that's on the low end of the totem pole, and he's the one doing the embarrassing, it's a lot more embarrassing than a chashiv of a guy trying to embarrass somebody else. And also, the person that's being embarrassed, if he's a chashiv of a person, the embarrassment is obviously greater. And the Rab brings that all five of these are learned from Psukim. Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes. Hamavayish is ha'orim. Person embarrasses somebody when that person that's being embarrassed is naked. Hamavayish is ha'sumo, or he is mavayish, somebody that's blind. Hamavayish is ha'yoshen, or he embarrasses somebody that's sleeping. Chayiv, all these cases he's chayiv. Even though the orim, one would think that he's anyway naked, there really is not going to be any more embarrassment. So Taisa says the cases where, he gets spit on. He spits on somebody naked, or he slaps him. Because when you do that, there's no difference if he's wearing clothes or not, they're still going to be embarrassed. And the other ones, the sumo, once he knows he's being embarrassed, somebody tells him, he would feel embarrassed. Or also a person sleeping, when he wakes up and they told him what happened while he was sleeping, he also would be embarrassed, and therefore, chayv. He's chayv in both these cases. The yoshin shebiyesh potter. However, a person that's sleeping and embarrasses somebody else, he's potter, when we deal with busha, boshes, it's the one that needs kavana. That's why we had in a previous Mishnah that an animal, you would not be chayv boshes if your animal goes and is mevayer somebody, because an animal doesn't have kavana. Here too, a person sleeping, he's potter on boshes. Nafal min agag v'hizik, person falls from a roof and he damages ubiyesh, and he also embarrasses the person he falls on. Chayv al nezek u'potter al boshes. He's chayv al nezek, but he's potter on boshes because he didn't have kavana. Shenemar v'sholcha yoda v'chzika b'mevushav. The case of boshes in the Torah was a woman trying to save her husband. She stuck her hand out and she was machzik in the private area of the person she was hitting. So there you see that she had kavana to hit. It doesn't have to be kavana to be mevayish. A person doesn't have to have kavana to be mevayish. It just has to have kavana to hit. But at least he has to have kavana. An animal has no kavana whatsoever, even if it has kavana to cause damage, and inevitably it causes busha, it's not chayiv. Einum chayiv ala boshes ad she miskavin. As the Mishnah says, you're only chayiv on boshes until you have kavana to do damage, like Tferso points out.